So with this, I would like to call the February 15th, 2023 Siskiyou County Planning Commission meeting to order. Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner Hart.
Here.
Commissioner Veal.
Here.
Chair Lindler.
Here.
Commissioner Mello is not going to be here today. Commissioner Fowle will be delayed.
Great, thank you. Okay, so approval of minutes from the January 18th, 2023. We're going to have to hold on that because we don't have a quorum. So I will move that item for later in the agenda when Jeff, Commissioner Fowle. So why don't we move that to after new business?
Okay.
If that works.
Yep.
If Jeff is here, well, no, we won't. Because there's only three. Yeah, we don't have a, because he wasn't in attendance.
So we'll have to put it off till next
month. We'll have to postpone.
Okay.
Thank you for letting me know that. So we will have to approve the minutes at the March Planning Commission meeting.
If you'll be here, Jeff will be here, and I'll be here. I mean, if you wanted to do it, right?
Yeah, we will have a quorum because when Jeff gets here, there'll be three of us.
I wasn't at the last meeting.
No, but there'll be three of us.
But there'll be
three to approve him. You weren't here, but Jeff.
Yeah, but I wasn't here.
But Jeff, Danielle, and Dusty were.
Jeff.
We'll do it before we take up.
We're going to move it till when Jeff gets here.
Yeah, to the. If we move it till after new business, I have to refuse myself for old business.
That's why I was just concerned that we had.
Yeah, we're going to wait until Jeff gets back.
Okay,
so we'll do the original. We'll move it to after new business. Let's see, any unscheduled appearances. Any person may address the commission on any subject matter within the jurisdiction or responsibility of the commission at the beginning of the meeting or may elect to address the commission on any agenda at the time the item is called by the chair, but before the matter is acted upon by the commission. Unscheduled comments will be limited to 5 minutes. Are there any unscheduled comments that would like to be noted?
Seeing none online.
Okay. And then moving on, item 5, conflict of interest declaration. I once again need to recuse myself from the Kidder Creek Orchard Camp zone change and use permit. Are there any other conflicts of interest? Nope. Okay, seeing none. Presentation of documents. All items presented to the Planning Commission during the public hearing become a permanent part of the record. 12 copies of any information presented to the Commission should be given to the clerk of the Commission for distribution to the commissioners. In order to obtain an accurate record of the testimony, please address the commission at the speaking table and clearly introduce yourself with your full name and address. Or for those online, you hit *9 to speak.
If you'd like to speak and you're online, please take a look at the front page of the agenda. It has instructions based on how you are joining the meeting.
Great, thank you. And then your address will not be included in the minutes. And then a maximum of 5 minutes per speaker will be given so that all parties have an opportunity to address the commission. And then availability of public records. All public records related to an open session item on the agenda, which are not exempt from disclosure pursuant to the Public Records Act, that are distributed to a majority of the legislative body, will be available for public inspection at 806 South Main Street, Wairika, at the same time that the public records are distributed or made available to the members of the legislative body. All project documents are on file at the Planning Division of the Siskiyou County Community Development Department at 806 South Main Street, Wairika, and are available for public review. I won't go through the public hearing protocol. It's listed in the agenda if anybody has questions. Right of appeal. Projects heard at the Planning Commission meeting may be subject to appeal within 10 calendar days of today's meeting. If the 10th day falls on a weekend, the appeal must be received the following business day. Please contact the county clerk for information. Appeals must be submitted to the county clerk's office together with an appeal fee of $1,250. If you challenge the environmental review or the project proposal in court, you may be limited to raising only those issues raised at the public hearing or in written correspondence delivered to Siskiyou County Planning at or prior to the public hearing. Are there any additional changes to the agenda items or consideration of agenda items to be continued?
No.
Okay. So seeing none, we'll move on to new business. So agenda item number one, I'm going to try to pronounce this, Morn Pong Chai use permit, UP-21-19, categorically exempt. Staff permit, please.
Thank you. Rachel Jarrett, Senior Planner. This use permit project proposes to convert an existing single-family dwelling at 641 South First Street, south of the city of Dunsmuir, into a vacation rental. The approximately 1,260-square-foot single-story house is located on a 0.18-acre parcel that is zoned for rural residential uses. This project's application was received by the Planning Division prior to the countywide restriction on short-term rentals for properties that are less than 2.5 acres. This project is consistent with the general plan and zoning for its area, and it was inspected by Building and Environmental Health on September 23rd and September 10th of 2022, respectively. 4 parking spaces are required for this project, and there's adequate space in the driveway adjacent to the house for these 4 spaces. 3 bedrooms are proposed as sleeping quarters. Based on the square footage of the rooms, up to 10 guests could be accommodated. This number is equal to that allowed by code, which limits vacation rentals to a maximum of 10 guests at any one time. The subject parcel is connected to the city of Dunsmuir water and sewer system, so there are no occupancy limitations in that regard. Therefore, the maximum occupancy is limited to 10 persons. This project is exempt from CEQA pursuant to section 15301, as it is an existing facility, and there are no unusual circumstances or future activities which might reasonably result in this project having a significant effect on the environment. 1 public comment was received after the staff report was written that is in opposition to this project. The project proponent and the potential manager for this project submitted comments in response to that comment, and all comments were included in the staff report packet that you received. Staff recommends adopting the categorical exemption and approving the use permit for this project, and there's a suggested motion in the packet.
Thank you. Any questions from the commissioners at this time?
You have 3 bedrooms, correct?
Yes.
And you could get 10 occupants in 3 bedrooms?
Correct. That's based off of the square footage of the bedrooms.
Okay, I have a question. Is this property already operating as a vacation rental?
No.
Okay. My comment was just because reading the letter from one of the letters in the packet, I'm not sure if he's referencing other Airbnbs or this one, so I just want a clarification.
So I think he's referencing a different vacation rental. However, we have not received any complaints from anybody on that street. But if you take a look at page 5 of the staff report packet, there's a map of permitted short-term rentals, and there is one that's a few hundred feet south of this project, and I'm wondering if that might be the one that he's referring to instead of this particular project. But as I mentioned, we have not received any complaints on this on that street regarding vacation rentals. So if he has complaints, he needs to let us know so that we can do something about him.
Okay. And for the record, as far as, because we're going to have this coming up on another property too, but how do people contact the county? Do they just call the county planning department?
They can contact the planning department directly. If they want to issue a code enforcement complaint, they can do that online. We have an online form that they can fill out, or they can call the office and talk to code enforcement as well.
Thank you.
Okay.
So with that, I don't see any other comments. Let's go ahead and open it up to the public hearing. So any project proponent, which, David? Could you please state your name and address for the record? And then we have 5 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman, Mayor, and members of the commission. David Kwong, I'm a family member here representing on behalf of Gail Amor Pangchai. I still have problems pronouncing myself as well. and Billy Chang, who are the both use permit applicants,
okay,
as well as the owners.
Okay.
They bought the house roughly a year and a half ago with their parents. And they're familiar with the area since about 10 years ago, and they just love this area. And so when they found a house near Hofgo, they jumped at it. Obviously, they spent a lot of money buying the house, but they also spent a lot of money reinvesting back into it as well. I think they spent over $150,000 in reinvesting back into the house to bring it back into actually a livable condition. My understanding is that it actually was vacant for about 10 years before that. So to the extent that they've actually been able to bring back into a condition where it's livable, as well as actually in more than livable, it's in very great condition at this point. I do want to also address the neighbor complaint. It's actually immediately next door. And one of the things that I asked Billy and Gail to do in the beginning is do this right. So get all your permits, get your use permit, so they submit all the stuff on time and went through a process. Everything's been inspected and approved to date, so I just want to kind of reiterate that fact at this point. To the extent that there is no buddy living in it, and I told them don't have anybody renting it out, is one of the things you don't want to do at this point. You're still going for the use permit, and it's the proper way of doing it. So the only one staying there is us right now. So we're there making the trek up here this morning, and we'll be going back to this afternoon. Once the use permit hopefully is issued by this commission, we plan to comply with all the conditions of approval, and we agree with staff's analysis. I do want to thank staff, Rachel specifically, for all the help in guiding us through the process. And with that, really, we ask for your approval and consistency with the findings. And again, we'll comply with all the conditions and make sure we're a good neighbor in addition to that as well. Thank you. I'm here to answer any questions you may have.
Great. Thank you. Anybody else like to speak to this matter that's a project proponent? Any online?
Seeing none online.
Okay. Any project opponents that would like to speak at this time? Any online?
None online.
Okay. So with that, I will close the public hearing and bring it back to the commission for discussion. No questions from Commissioner Fowle, Commissioner Veal?
No.
Okay. I don't have any questions. It does appear that the concerns raised by the adjacent landowner, or adjacent, I should say, are not of this property. It's of another vacation rental. And maybe we could reach out to him and explain the process.
Absolutely.
If they're having those issues. So with that, do we have a motion?
I'll move that we adopt resolution PC 2023-005, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou, State of California, approving the aforementioned owner's use permit UP-21-19 and determining the project exempt from CEQA.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Thank you. So moving on. So let's see, agenda item 2. I went too far. So agenda item 2 is the Cortopassi use permit. UP-22-06 is categorically exempt. Staff report, please.
Good morning, Shelley Gray, Assistant Planner. The use permit project proposes to convert an existing single-family dwelling at 600 Spring Creek Road, which is approximately 1 mile northwest of the city of Mount Shasta, into a vacation rental. The approximately 2,670 square foot house is located on a 2.9 acre parcel that is zoned rural residential agricultural. The project is consistent with the general plan and zoning for its area and was inspected by Building and Environmental Health on June 1st and July 7th, 2022, respectfully. 5 parking spaces are required for this project, and there is adequate space adjacent to the house for those 5 spaces. 4 bedrooms are proposed as sleeping quarters. Based on the square footage of the 4 bedrooms, up to 14 guests could be accommodated. However, this number is more than the amount allowed by code, which limits vacation rentals to a maximum of 10 guests at any one time. Additionally, the septic system is currently only adequate for 8 persons. Therefore, the maximum occupancy would be limited to 8 persons. This project is exempt from CEQA per section 15301, as it is an existing facility and there are no unusual circumstances or future activities which might reasonably result in this project having a significant effect on the environment. Environmental Health, the Building Division, and CAL FIRE commented on this project regarding the requirements. Staff recommends determining the project categorically exempt and approving the use permit for this project. There is a suggested motion in the packet. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Veal, any questions at this time? Commissioner Hurt? Okay, I'll wait till after I open the public hearing. So any project proponents that would like to speak on this item? Any online?
Seeing none.
Any project opponents that would like to speak on this agenda item? And
seeing none.
Oh, I have one in the audience.
Okay.
And then please state your name and address for the record, please.
Hi, thank you. My name is Harold Kleinens. My address is 714 Lassen Lane, Mount Shasta.
Could you spell your last name, please?
C-L-I-N-E-H-E-N-S.
Thank you.
And we are across the creek from Peggy and John Cruz, so I'm pretty sure we're 300 feet from the project as the crow flies. I don't know that I'm actually an opponent, but I was hoping we would hear read the conditions for approval.
Okay.
I read through the whole packet, and I only heard 2 of the conditions for approval. Okay. Is it possible to hear those?
Yeah, I can read them.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I will read them. And that brings up another question. So, okay, let me see.
Would you like for me to read them?
Yeah, if you would. So, on page 30, and there's a number of them.
Yeah.
There's at least 9.
There's 24.
24. Okay, yes. Yeah, that's, yeah, 24. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead unless you'd like for me to wait.
No, go ahead, please.
Okay. Number 1, the applicant shall include and reference their use permit number UP2206 on any written advertisements for the short-term vacation rental, including online advertisements. And in no instances, this is number 2, in no instances shall occupancy exceed 8 persons unless the septic system is upgraded to the satisfaction of Environmental Health to allow additional persons not to exceed a total occupancy of 10 people. Number 3, at any time while the property is in use as a short-term vacation rental, the use of firearms or fireworks upon the property by the short-term renter is prohibited. Number 4, public celebrations such as wedding venues where a congregation of large numbers of people or vehicles occur are not allowed unless a conditional use permit is obtained and issued through the Siskiyou County Planning Department. Number 5, prior to issuance of the short-term vacation rental use permit, the applicant shall make corrections noted on the second vacation rental inspection report dated November 2nd, 2022, including obtaining an after-the-fact building permit for an outbuilding and detached garage. The short-term vacation rental use permit may only be issued when the applicable items noted as non-conforming shall be conforming upon reinspection by the building department. Number 6, The following notices shall be posted on or next to the front door within the subject short-term vacation rental at all times that the property is being used as a vacation rental and to the satisfaction of the Deputy Director of Planning. A, the complete use permit that was approved and issued by the Siskiyou County Planning Division for the subject short-term vacation rental, and B, a notice that details the following information, including but not limited to parking restrictions, the prohibition of on-street parking along Spring Creek Road, prohibition of all outdoor burning and use of existing fire pit by the short-term renter at any time due to wildfire hazard.
Are you going to read all 24?
Yep. Prohibition of the use of firearms or fireworks upon the property at any time by the short-term renter. Emergency contact information, including Siskiyou County Public Health Department, the 24-hour contact information for the property manager, and plumber in the event of an emergency. A list of unacceptable items for disposal in the septic system, such as diapers, feminine napkins, paper towels, etc. Emergency exits and emergency escape diagram. Refuse collection regulations and collection times. Restrictions on loud noise, i.e. music parties, after 10 p.m. A site diagram showing the water shutoff valve location, location of the shutoff tools, if any, and a narrative of how to shut off these valves, if necessary. Any other applicable or required information. Number 7. The project shall substantially conform to the application submitted on April 20th, 2022, including any materials subsequently submitted to the Planning Division prior to the application being deemed complete and as approved by the Siskiyou County Planning Commission on February 15th, 2023. Any proposed amendments shall be submitted to the Deputy Director of Planning. Minor amendments shall be considered by the Community Development Director. Major amendments shall be considered by the Planning Commission. Number 8. The short-term vacation rental shall be managed by a county resident or professional property management firm located in Siskiyou County, and such resident or firm shall be available on a 24-hour basis. Written confirmation in the form acceptable to the planning director as to the current property manager shall be submitted prior to use permit issuance. Upon a change of ownership or property management company, written confirmation in a form acceptable to the deputy director of planning shall be provided within 10 days of said change. The maximum rental period shall be 30 consecutive days or less per occupancy. Number 10, a minimum of 5 off-street parking spaces shall be provided, and such parking spaces shall be in accordance with the Siskiyou County Code. As part of any lease or rental agreement, a specific restriction shall be included that requires all guest parking to be located off-street within designated parking spaces and prohibits parking along Spring Creek Road. The property owner shall be responsible for enforcing this condition, and in the event that this condition is violated, the department reserves the right to revoke the use permit. Number 11. Guests are to be advised that encroachment on a public roadway during plowing operations is prohibited per Siskiyou County Code Section 3-4.301. The County of Siskiyou is not responsible for damages to vehicles encroaching on the roadways during snow plowing operations. Number 12. A Siskiyou County business license shall be obtained and maintained throughout the use of the residence as a short-term vacation rental.
Thank you. That's actually enough.
That's enough. Yes. Okay.
So, and it goes on from there.
Yes, yes. I'm aware. I read them. I'd like to speak to number 8. As far as I know, and I may be misinformed about this, though, the owners of this property are residents of Shasta County, not Siskiyou County. And I'm wondering if they have in fact obtained, either I'm wrong about that and they are residents of Siskiyou County, or have they obtained a property manager for this property?
Through the chair, I can answer that.
Yes, please.
So as a condition of approval, they have to show us evidence that they have a property manager that's somebody who's local to Siskiyou County if they are in fact a resident of a different county. So that's something that prior to us issuing the use permit, that we have to have a written record of it.
Fair enough. Thank you. Okay. Somebody need this?
Please, to Ms. Janine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any other members of the audience or online that would like to speak?
Seeing none.
Okay. So with that, I will close the public hearing and bring it back to the commissioners. Commissioner Veal?
No.
Okay. So, can you, Ms. Shelley or Ms. Janine, explain why this is back in front of us again? I recall we didn't approve it last time. Can you remind us on why that was and what was found?
This is Shelley, assistant planner. This was presented October 19th, Planning Commission meeting, and prior after the staff report was written, we received two complaints and a CAL FIRE report incident the day before, and we wanted to further investigate the unattended fire and the report, what was involved in that, and the complaints received a little further. So the planning staff, I did go out and do an inspection, and there were some things that needed to be addressed that that the owners have complied in pursuing and has established appropriate permits and things in place. And with regards to October 19th Planning Commission meeting, we did open the public hearing because of the attendance involved from people from out of the area that drove up here from Mount Shasta to hear it be presented, and we had rescheduled it. So we did open the public hearing to hear what they had to say, but we did ask it to be continued.
Okay, got it. So with that, they, just to make sure I understand, so the issues with the fire, was that from the homeowners, not a tenant? Or was it, what was the result of the fire? Or the complaint of the fire?
I understood that from the report there was in attendance people having staying there.
Okay.
And it was, there was a fire that was left unattended. Now whether they were renters or just staying there, and I believe the owner said that they were in attendance with the group of people.
Okay, so it wasn't a renter. Okay.
No, because I don't have any record or any knowledge that this has been rented out.
Okay.
At this point.
Okay.
Through the chair.
Yes.
The owner applicant wishes to maybe speak upon.
Could you address that issue with the fire? Because obviously, yeah, living in our area, fire, yeah, is a huge issue.
No, absolutely. Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
Good morning, Paul Kurtopop, Sixth Spring Creek Road in Mount Shasta. We will comply with all of the conditions of approval, just so everybody's aware. We were in attendance, we went to grab something in the store. It was about 25 minutes. Was unattended fire. We did speak with both Mount Shasta and CAL FIRE. There was another CAL FIRE inspection after that incident, which we were signed off completely. So there were no issues and should be no issues, but it was, we have not rented it out at all.
Okay.
We have complied with everything Mrs. Gray and the county has asked. And like I said, we just love the opportunity to move forward with this. Is where we bought the property and show that we'll do it with the utmost respect and following all the guidelines and rules of the county's regulations.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. Okay, I don't have any other questions since it wasn't a renter. Any questions? Anything? Okay. We'll let you guys decide how to move.
I'll read the resolution. Make a motion to adopt the draft resolution PC-2022-023 with exhibits A-1 notations, recommendation, recommended conditions of approval. Exhibit 2A, recommended findings.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so motion carries. And then moving on to agenda item 3, So this is the USRI use permit UP-22-10. It is categorically exempt. Staff report, please.
Rachel Jarab, senior planner.
Okay.
This use permit project proposes to convert an existing single-family dwelling at 1707 Laura Marie Lane, northwest of the city of Mount Shasta, and within its sphere of influence, into a vacation rental. The approximately 2,639 square foot single-story house is located, this is a two-story house, is located on a 2.5 acre parcel that is zoned for rural residential uses. The project is consistent with the general plan and zoning for its area and was inspected by Building and Environmental Health on August 24th, 2022 and January 10th of 2023, respectively. Three parking spaces are required for this project, and there's adequate space on the gravel parking area adjacent to the house for these three spaces. Two bedrooms are proposed as sleeping quarters, and based on the square footage of the rooms, up to 9 guests could be accommodated. However, the septic design capacity is limited to 6 persons. Therefore, the maximum occupancy is 6 persons. This project is exempt from CEQA per section 15301 as it is an existing facility and there are no unusual circumstances or future activities which might reasonably result in this project having a significant effect on the environment. No public comments were received for this project and staff recommends adopting the categorical exemption and approving the use permit for this project. There's a suggested motion in the packet.
Okay, great. Any commissioner comments at this time, Commissioner Neal? Welcome, Commissioner Fowle. Commissioner Hart? Okay. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and open up the public hearing. Thank you for that staff report. Any project proponents that would like to speak on this?
I have a hand raised online. I'm not sure if they are a proponent or not, though.
Okay. I don't see anybody in the audience, so let's find out who is online.
Go ahead and state your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Bob Hawkins. Last name is spelled H-A-W-K-I-N-S. My property is 1635 Laura Marie Lane. I am the property immediately south of this proposed permit.
Go ahead.
I am calling to provide some comments to this use permit. The conditions, in my opinion, are not adequate. I have shared some information with Commissioner Miller on that. Yes, the gravel parking area is sufficient for 3 cars, but the property doesn't get plowed for snow. Not Shasta, it gets snow. The property has also been an illegal PRBO, but vacation rental for 10 years. We have submitted multiple complaints from when previous owners owned it to the county. We talked to 6 or 7 different staff. We have notes. We have the complaints on file. The property currently is not permitted. They've been operating as a VRBO vacation rental since they purchased it without a permit. I've had multiple discussions with the landowner regarding some of the issues that have come up over the last 10 years, especially the parking. Yes, the condition said they can't park along Laura Marie Lane. I own all of Laura Marie Lane, most of it, 90% of it. Everywhere they park is on our property. The property doesn't get plowed, or it doesn't get plowed within 8 to 10 hours of it snowing. People pay good money to stay there. Where are they gonna park? They drive up the road, they cannot get into the property, they park in our driveway. We've had alterations, a lot of them not very friendly, and this has gone on for, like I said, close to 10 years in the wintertime. So yes, there is places for them to park, but not when it's covered in snow. The conditions do not cover that. The garbage is the same issue. Yes, they have to put it out once every 7 days. I don't know what the definition of an adequate, garbage can is, but the garbage gets put out on Monday, new sanitation comes on Saturday, the bears get into it Tuesday, they drag it into our yard. I've been cleaning up trash in that property from the vacation rental for 10 years. So I don't know what an adequate garbage can is. I've let the new owners know that they should have, requested or purchased bear-proof dumpsters, but they haven't done that. See what else? The property to the south of us that I called in previously that was permitted, they started a fire outside as well. the occupant did not identify it outside, shortly after the property was permitted. And the neighbors and myself had to, provide initial attack until CAL FIRE was there. I don't know if that permit's still active, but the conditions are the same here. They have started outdoor fire. We've had their occupants in our yard looking for firewood at night, so they can start a fire up there. But again, I'm not against vacation rentals, it's just that the conditions are not clear and they're not adequate. And there's going to continue to be alterations with the landowner. And that's pretty much all. So if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Thank you.
Any other speakers?
I have an answer for that. Or a comment, but I have an answer for those.
Oh, yeah, the public hearing's still open. You're more than welcome to speak.
I'm Sandra Hogg, and I'll be the property manager for this property. Okay. So what he's referring to, I can concur with. It is the previous owner that did operate it illegally. And so we actually are set up on automatic snowplow with the same person that does all of my properties. So in the last 6 months, the owners come and go. And so I have it set up so it is plowed for them. And then we do have a bear receptacle now, so that's also required for all my properties. I make sure that that's there because if the bear does get into it, I'm the one cleaning it up, and I don't have time for that. So they do come and go. They do have some friends that have been coming and going. We do have it on Airbnb as I had it as a 29-day rental. I did bump it up to a 31-day because we didn't have it, so I was a little off on that day, so I apologize for that. But everything he's brought up, we actually have in place so that those things don't happen. I just wanted to make sure that people are aware, and hopefully he's aware, and most neighbors, if he doesn't have my number, will have it, so if there's ever an issue, we make sure we take care of that.
How long have you been the manager of the property?
So I actually sold the property. I was the listing agent. I did not represent the buyers, and they purchased it 9 months ago, maybe less. I don't have an exact date. It was a very tumultuous experience because that seller, which what he's referring to with the arguments, was the seller of the property, not the current owners of the property.
And then as far as the plowing, will you make sure that the plowing is adequate to allow for the number of vehicles that will be there so they're not parking in his property?
Correct. It's scheduled to go clear the space down below that he's referring to, which is the lower marine, but it goes all the way up the driveway. And we had some instances with this last big snow removal where it was pushed off the side. So we actually called the next day and made sure that the snow people knew that had to go up the property because they are on quite a bit of land. So there's plenty of space because there's no garage. So now they're going up the property instead of down the side.
Okay. Yeah, and if you could make sure you get in touch with him.
Absolutely.
Please.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Through the chair.
Yes.
We can add the requirement of bear-proof trash receptacles and also plowing of the driveway and parking area as a condition of approval should the commissioners wish.
Yeah, I. When I close public hearing, I think we should talk about that.
And additionally, the same individual who commented online also has her hand raised. I wanted to let you know in case you wish to call on them again.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Am I good to go? Same
yes,
person,
please.
Bob Hawkins, 1535 Lower Marine Lane. I just a response back to the property manager. The plowing has not been adequate. The landowners themselves, when they do come up, they have to drive out and turn around in our driveway because it's not been plowed. So, and it's not been plowed soon enough to mitigate or avoid the impact to us. If the plow doesn't show up for 9 or 10 hours, last time it was midnight, the day after it snowed, where are those people supposed to park? How are they supposed to get in there? The plowing needs to be immediate. If it's a commercial business, that plowing should be done immediately. That is what the requirement should be. Not just that it's going to be plowed. It needs to be plowed immediately so that there are no people parking in our driveway and on the road in front of our house. The other thing I didn't mention was the people that stay at that house drive, they don't care. They drive as fast as they want up and down that road. We have multiple please slow down signs. I am the only one that maintains that road. I have resurfaced it and graded it every year since I owned it. The owner at the end of the road, whether it's the new one or the previous owner, never put a penny into that road. So I take, and I own most of the road. So the dust, the high speed, I mean, we are planning to put speed bumps and gates on the road and having people come up there, stop the unopened gates and drive over speed bumps. But there should be conditions about the speed. It's a single lane gravel road. It was designed for rural residential living, not commercial activity. That should also be in the condition.
Thank you for your comment.
That's it.
Great, thank you. Okay, any others that would like to speak on this property? Seeing none, I'll go ahead and close the public hearing and bring it back to the commission. So, Commissioner Veal?
No.
Commissioner Hart?
Yeah, I'll go to this road issue. Mr. Hawkins, where is your house located from the project site on the map that I have?
He's muted. Would you like for me to unmute him?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, please. I'm trying to understand where the access is. It off of Wisner Road or is it off of Rainbow?
Yeah, I used to live out this way. Oh. So this comes in off of Rainbow.
Okay.
Right here. Mm-hmm. And I used to live out here. But I think he owns all this.
So Mr. Hawkins, the question came up regarding where is your house in relation to the project site?
So I think this is his.
Claire, are you looking at figure one project location map or figure two?
I'm looking at
figure three.
Figure one.
So figure one in the photo, my house is the one immediately south of the property line of
the
project site.
You're right on
the
edge of the boundary of the property.
And that's we are the southern property boundary to that property.
So the access road is single lane, and is that a shared easement?
Yes, they have access to their property through us, but we own the road.
Is there some type of legal agreement that binds the property owners to the maintenance of the road?
We have CC&Rs that were a part of the subdivision that are questionable about their legalness, but we do have some. I can share those with the group at some point. And yes, there is supposed to be an agreed to road maintenance plan for the road. That was the condition when it was subdivided originally. But again, I'm not sure of the legalness of it.
So my question then is to council, if there's CC&Rs in this subdivision on this road of how it's supposed to be used and maintained, is that not a civil issue within the property owners of the subdivision and not under the purview of the planning commission to decide what is and isn't done there?
No, I agree. The enforcement of the CC&Rs between owners is going to be a civil matter between the owners.
Did you have any other questions for Mr. Do you have any other questions for the neighbor?
That's what I wanted to know.
Thank you for your help.
We're getting into something where we don't have any jurisdiction. We can't consider that as a condition into this project.
No, I would agree. I cannot envision making a condition of the project that a property owner shall obey a private agreement because we don't have any means to enforce it. We're not a party to the agreement.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. Commissioner Fowle?